Good morning. My guests this morning are C.J. Johnson and Diane Smith from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, board members from the foundation. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
Diane, you have a story for us?
I do. It's a personal story, but it certainly is relevant. 2 years ago, I met a local fellow who had to fly a lot because of his work. And he told me that he really loved flying over the Laguna de Santa Rosa at night because he'd look down and he'd see this kind of inky, dark swath of land. And it was beautiful. It was very mysterious. And he said, it's just like flying over the Central Park of Manhattan. They're the same for me.
Oh, wow.
And boy, that sure reminded me of a film I loved. It is a documentary called The Central Park Effect. And when CJ said she knew the director-producer of the film and could bring him here, and we could show it on the big screen at Rialto Theater, I knew I needed to see it again. It's an odd comparison, but Sonoma County and the Laguna de Santa Rosa can and should be compared to Central Park, because we also have birders.
Great.
We have a lot of birders.
Well, so the film is called Birders, The Central Park Effect. And the filmmaker, Jeffrey Kimball, will be there at Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. At 6 p.m., there'll be a reception with Jeffrey Kimball, which will include wine and appetizers, and then the film shows at 7 p.m.
Right. And the
What's it like? What's the film like?
Well, the film is really a very fun film, and it's very popular with bird watchers, but it's not just for bird watchers. The Central Park Effect is a phenomenon that occurs twice a year where migrating birds along the Atlantic Flyway find this patch of green in the middle of a mass of concrete urban expanse of New York. And along with the migrating birds that arrive in Central Park also arrive the bird watchers. And it's a very, very popular activity for a number of people. And this is a documentary about the migration of the birds and this interesting eclectic group of dedicated birders and the birds they watch in Central Park.
Oh, great.
And it's really a great time that we're doing this because we are, in fact, in the middle of migration, of the fall migration of birds that are traveling from points north where they have been breeding and nesting, and they are heading for their wintering grounds right now, either and stopping in the Laguna de Santa Rosa. And there are lots and lots of birds coming through, so there's a lot of activity. And some of these birds will stay in the Laguna, so it's very important, the Laguna de Santa Rosa, for these migrating birds. And some of them will stop and use it as a fueling station as they continue their migration route south into Southern California, into Mexico, and some will even go as far into South America. So it's a big deal. These birds are really in need of wonderful, healthy ecosystems to have available as they travel this, in our case, Pacific Flyway. And so the Laguna Foundation itself, of course, is working towards helping to create that healthy ecosystem. And so this is an important benefit for us this
Great.
Time, and that we can get people to come out and support the work of the Laguna Foundation and enjoy a fun movie and learn about bird watching.
Well, I religiously keep my feeders supplied with food. So I see some of these strangers come through once in a while.
Nice.
Grabbing for the book, of course, for Roger Torrey Peterson's book.
Right.
How do people get more information?
They can go to the Laguna Foundation, lagunafoundation.org website, and there is a place there they can learn more about this benefit, and it will take them to the Rialto's website for purchasing tickets.
Isn't it wonderful that the Rialto is so cooperative with things
Amen.
Like this?
Amen.
I love the Rialto.
Indeed.
Thank you very much for coming in. Remember, this is Birders, The Central Park Effect, Thursday, September 15th at the Rialto Cinemas. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.